Check this out.
Boom.
Three, two, one.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Epi 31 of the Liver Podcast. You saw us in May. You saw us in June. You've seen us in July. That's CBV on. That's Turb. That's Conrad. That's Nikki. A lot to dive into, boys. I don't know where we want to get going first. We got Turb's Cruise. We got Nikki Hawaii. We got Conrad, the King of Hinge. Where do we want to go?
I think we
God.
gotta get Nikki's Hawaii trip on the books here, don't
Yeah. My cruise has come and gone. That was like months ago, it feels like. I've
Yeah,
been.
when Nikki threw that in, I was like, I thought that was before the last time we
Yeah.
recorded, but the solo Nikki Hawaii trip, people need to know about.
So I have written down like a day-by-day breakdown just so I don't miss anything. But I'll try not to take like a fucking hour for this thing. So all right. First off, we start out.
Day by day breakdown.
I got my flights there. I flew out of Charlotte at 6 a.m. I get to the airport at like 4:50 in the morning. Didn't go to sleep the night before. Wake my sister up at 4:30. She drives me to the airport. I get in the security line after I check my bag. Now it's 5:15.
Yeah, you're
Flight
fucked.
starts boarding at like 5:35. So I thought I was gonna miss my first flight, but ended up just getting through. Went up to DC, then DC to Denver, Denver to Hawaii. That Denver to Hawaii flight was 7 hours.
That's actually not
But
that bad.
yeah, so it was like four to Denver from DC and then seven to Hawaii from there. So on the DC to Denver and Denver to Hawaii, I was in a full lay flat seat with like a console in the middle and then one seat next to me with like complimentary blanket. I got breakfast on the Denver flight and lunch on the Hawaii flight. So that was sick. I got to see the Rocky Mountains, got to fly over the Pacific. That was cool. First day, the only things that I did was land at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, pick up the rental car, check into the hotel, get some groceries, go to bed. It's the only thing. Day
How weird
two.
did you feel? Did you feel like just so weird that day? That must have been an all-time weird day.
No, so I think actually the smartest thing was not going to sleep the night before. Because Hawaii is 6 hours back. So when I land at 3:30 Hawaii, it's 9:30 here. So in order for me to not just be fucked on my schedule, I stayed up and then just slept on the flights. So that way, once I got there, I felt fine. Did all my grocery shopping, got everything ready. Day two, did absolutely nothing.
Wait, wait, wait. What island did you fly into? Maui, the Big Island,
Big
or
Island, Big
okay.
Island. So, stayed in Kona, Kailua Kona on the Big Island. Day two, did absolutely nothing. Just wanted to settle in, and went and watched like the sunset at like 5 o'clock. And then I went to dinner after that. Day three is the first day we really leave the resort. And I played Kona Country Club. I went
Wait.
in. What?
What'd you get for dinner? I mean, was anything good? Was it like a
Oh, I got like,
24 ounce bone-in ribeye or something? Like, come on, enlighten
no,
us a little bit.
I got a tortellini
Nah, we don't care.
Alfredo, tortellini Alfredo and a Caesar salad and a
That's the classic first Hawaii meal.
I'm thinking, yeah, like a pig roasted over a fire pit,
No,
throwing
you gotta
ribs
break
around, like.
you gotta break in the bowels, dude. You gotta break in the bowels.
Yeah, that was the big thing. I was like, I don't know if I want to go crazy on the cuisine because I don't want to spend the next day on the shitter. So
Fair.
day three, really the second full day there, I play at Kona Country Club, which everybody told me was going to be like the nicest course and that I had to play this course. So I showed up an hour and a half early, bought some swag at the pro shop, meet the bartender, and just start firing double Jack and Cokes, just firing them before the round. Get to
Yeah, you're
talking.
feeling good.
How
Full
many are we
day of
talking
rest.
here?
Yeah.
How
Get
many doubles are we talking here? Five, eight,
I think I had
three.
three before the round, and then I bought six high noons that I had out on the course. And then I came back later, and I'll tell you why. So the bartender was this kid named Alex from Colorado, and after we had talked for like a while, just talking about like the island, told him it was like my first day out, like asking him what I should do while I was there. We become like fast friends, and he tells me later on in the week he has a buddy who works at a different golf course called Monolani, and it's like $350. It's a private course, but he said if his buddy was working on Thursday, he'd text me and I could get out there for $50. He was like, "Come
No
back,
shit.
come." He was like, "Come back after your round. I'll text my boy and I'll let you know what he says." So I go out and I play with this retired guy named John and this Asiatic tribe father-daughter duo that had never played golf before in their lives. Never
What
played
is it?
golf
My
before in their life.
God. What does Asiatic tribe mean? Just
They were
like,
aged, dude. They were Asians. A couple
are
Asian
they
boys.
like
They were aged.
Philippines? Or are we talking like?
Chunky? Were they chunky age? Like, Matt, were they Masters Asians?
No. They were, they definitely weren't like Sungjae Im, like 10-gallon head age, but they were, I mean, they were definitely aged. So I go out there and I have to play from the whites because they wanted to play from the whites. And I was like, I'm not going to be the guy that wants to play a further tee box. So had a few balls that went through the fairway, some balls that like I couldn't find that I should have found. I just didn't know the course. Shot a 92, came back to the bar, start absolutely firing more double Jack and Cokes, and I think I had like six after the round. And there's like locals coming up, sitting at the bar, like dapping up the bartender. I close the bar down. Like I am the last person in the bar. They turn off the lights. They're like, "We're going home, dude." And I was
And
like,
this
"All
is that bartender who's like going to get you on that course. Like, you
right."
become instantly buddy buddy and
So he said his buddy
Mickey
didn't text him.
resources over here.
Yeah, he said he didn't, his buddy didn't text him back, but I gave him my number. He was like, "I'll text you if he tells me anything." And the locals that I met invited me out to a bar in Kona. They're like, "Here's where we're going. When you leave here, come meet up with us." So I go there. And I already got a great buzz going. And then had a few more drinks, apparently said something that upset someone because some guy came up and gave me like a very thinly veiled threat. He was like, "Hey, this is like a very close-knit community. I'm just letting you know, like, watch what you say around people." And I was like, what did I do?
They
And he
brought over
said,
that was like their biggest Somalian to go talk to Nikki.
Yeah, he had like a dog with him on a leash, and I was like, "What did I say? Tell me what I said." And he was like, "No, like we're not even gonna get into it. Just be careful." And I was like, "All right,
It's
whatever."
almost worse. It's like, I want to know what I said.
So I ended up breaking away from that group and sit
God,
out.
I'd be screwed in Hawaii.
You can never go.
I think I told this girl her tattoo was fucked up. That's the only thing I remember that was like offensive.
Yeah, of course, it was like a
What was
tribal
it?
tattoo they've had
You
for like
know.
ages and centuries.
You ever seen girls that get like the tattoo of the whole world map like across the tops of their feet?
No.
Oh, I've seen a couple.
Picture it. I can picture it.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of girls now, and the one that had like South America had like a jagged coast. And I was like, "This is fucked up. Like, this is not right. You should be mad at the person who did this tattoo." And she was like, "What the fuck?" I was like, "No, nah, I'm just fucking with you, whatever." But they got mad.
Not
American is
the
fucking so
local
that
that everyone this guy that everyone loves on vacation. You go to say hello, and he's like, "Where'd you get that fucking scratch in prison?"
so
Oh my
fuck
God.
this guy.
I
so I break away from them, I go sit at the bar, and then the lady comes on, she's like, "We're doing karaoke." I sing, I'm not joking, like at least a dozen karaoke songs, absolutely hammered, and then somehow make it back to the resort at the end of the night. It was tough.
What's your go-to karaoke song? Tequila?
Oh, no.
I love this bar.
Friends in Low Places, Garth Brooks.
Great song, Eddie Turbo, go-to karaoke song.
I've got a lot, actually.
Name one
Bever
or three.
Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills. Okay.
Classic.
Damn, that's a
Classics.
good.
Yan.
To be honest, you go first card. I don't really know. I could pull something out real quick though.
I go, beer never broke my heart. Always gets the people in. They're always drinking their beer. Easy.
That's a good one. See, when I was last time I did karaoke was In a country setting, I did Chattahoochee. That got the people fired up.
The
But go
setting,
go.
the setting is massive for
Yeah. The
karaoke.
setting
Yeah.
is huge. Like, I
You
think
have to know the setting.
like Living on a Prayer, I think, is such an easy fallback. That's such an easy one to be like, you know. But in terms of like one that'll really get the people going, dude, I feel like you gotta go beat I'd go Bee Gees or Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, I'd go something
Ooh.
like "She Should Be Dancing." Yeah. Mickey comes up after with "I
Yeah.
Got Friends in Low."
I was absolutely carrying the bar throughout the night. The lady, like,
How many
whenever,
people are in this bar?
yeah, is it like 20 or is it like 100?
in the bar, there's probably, yeah, 20 or 30 people.
Love that.
Yeah, it's
Tight
like
knit
prime
group.
time.
So, but like the lady who was doing the karaoke was sitting at the same side of the bar, just on the other corner. Whenever there were no requests, she would start singing. And if I knew the words, she was coming over, we were duetting, or I'd just take the microphone, take over. So
You're
that
doing like My Endless Love with the
was,
16-year-old
yeah, I
waitress.
just, whatever song it was, didn't matter what it was. I think I was singing some Dixie Chicks, like it was tight.
I just want to throw in there too, Nicky. I keep going through the breakdown, but it was just hilarious. I don't know if Conrad and Turb saw, like, the next morning, like you're like throwing up like drunk Instagram stories because it's like 3 a.m. where you are, but it's like not. It's like, am I like at work? Am I like Nicky's just like 2 minutes ago, so fucked up. Like they put more alcohol in this beer in Hawaii or whatever. Just seeing you live, like the
Yeah,
timeline on
the timeline
Instagram.
had me
Oh
all
my
messed up.
God.
I think I got a text and somebody was like, somebody responded and it was like, I'm fucked up right now or something like that, with like a picture of this bar. And I was like, oh, I gotta take that down. Like,
Yeah,
I'm,
people don't know they don't know you're in Hawaii. Like, did you
like,
lie?
yeah.
Like, this guy's an absolute menace.
So I go home to the resort, and for whatever reason, right in front of my, it's basically like a quadplex. So I had like a fourth of this building as my hotel room. And in front, it was blocked off. You couldn't park there, but all the other spots were taken. So I just parked there. I'm like, it's fucking 3 o'clock in the morning. I just got to park somewhere. Next thing I know, somebody's up in my grill with a flashlight on a golf cart, just like, you can't park here. And I was like, all right, my bad. So
Did
I got
you wait, have a rental car that you were just water whipping around in Hawaii?
to big time, big time,
What kind of rental
big
car
time.
was it?
It was a 23 Chevy Malibu,
Those
white.
are tight, dude.
Yeah,
Those are
CarPlay
tight.
and everything. And
No, I'm saying those are like tight on like the hips, man.
and no, it wasn't bad, actually. It was,
Chevys aren't terrible.
yeah, it wasn't as
I
bad
feel like
as
the
I thought it
Impala
was.
is
I just
pretty
remember
ruined it too.
Seamus, my buddy
Yeah.
Seamus, his dad was a big boy, and he had a Chevy Malibu growing up, and that thing was tight on him. Oh,
But
the
I
old
worked.
ones, yeah. The older
Yeah,
ones,
I
yeah.
guess I'm thinking of, yeah, you're right.
So, and another thing about the rental car, on the island, the highest speed limit on the Big Island that I know of is 55 miles an hour.
I was gonna say 45.
I had a governor on my car at 60 miles an hour. It would beep if I hit 60 and just be like,
Really?
yeah, it would say like, you've exceeded the top limit. So, yeah, so I had to, like,
Probably safe, honestly, you think
yeah.
about it.
It's
Yeah.
also to limit like pollution is what they say. Like 55 is like peak, like gas per mile or like whatever.
Yeah, limit
Let
pollution. They
me,
just had a 200-acre wildfire.
yeah.
Well, yeah, let me rip 95 down a dirt road. Like, what are we talking
So
about? Yeah.
is there, did you like when you're going to these golf courses? Were your views like getting there? Like, are you doing like the coastal highway overlooking the water? Or are you just
Yeah.
like a neighborhood and you show up there?
So the one to Kona was only like 10 minutes away, but I was driving down and the ocean's on my right. And so that trip there, the first little bit, you're kind of up and then you go down by the water. And then when you pull in, you look at the pro shop and the pro shop's here and it's actually split level. You walk in and you have to go downstairs to get your cart. And below that is just ocean views. So as soon as you pull
That's
in, you're just
sick.
looking at the ocean. They have a couple ocean holes.
Damn, that's
That's
so sick.
awesome. That's so
Yeah.
sick. It's
So
like when you're
that.
pulling into the parking lot, just like fucking smacks you in the face. That's
Yeah. I can resend you guys the pictures, but the bar also was just like, you look out at the bar and you're looking at like palm trees and ocean just
And
right
this is
out.
for Kona. This is for Kona you're talking
Yeah, the
about.
first course I played,
What
yeah.
about yeah, Malakaluu, looked like the Muni, looked like the Hawaiian Muni.
Yeah,
Looked
so
sick still, but looked like the Hawaiian. There's
all right.
like so much animals out there.
Yeah, let me get through. So
Hawaii, man.
that third day was Kona, fourth day again, nothing. Like I didn't leave the hotel room. I was so hung. It was horrific. I felt terrible the whole next day. So then fifth day now, still feeling like a little bit of the effects. Don't feel great. But I have to drive 45 minutes up the side of the volcano to get to Makalei Golf Course. This course is at like 3,000 or 3,500 feet of elevation.
Ooh.
And when you get there, the pro shop is a double wide trailer. And I was like, uh-oh. So
You made a mistake. You're like, oh, what did I get myself into?
I was like,
Trip
uh-oh.
advisor
So
fucked me on this course.
then they give you your cart. And they're like, you see that sign, that white sign down there? Take a left there and follow that trail, and it'll take you to the driving range. I get in
What?
the cart, and I'm not joking. I drove this golf cart for 10 minutes, like up through a fucking rainforest. And I thought I was lost. I was like, I definitely took a wrong turn. There's no way that this is the way I'm supposed to be going. But then you get up to the top and the driving range, and you look down. And the driving range is just like a 45-degree angle. You just hit balls down the hill, and it's just a ocean view from 3,000 feet up. Like you're at like cloud level.
That's so sick.
Crazy.
That's
But
wild.
yeah, that course
So
had.
it's like, wait, is it like, all right, so like the drive from
You try for
Monroe,
10 minutes.
the drive
That's
from
crazy.
Monroe Clubhouse to the driving range. You know what I'm talking about? Think about
Monroe.
Monroe and you're going to that driving range. You're driving like underneath the bridge, like.
I don't even know if I've ever been to the driving range at Monroe, but I would say
Okay, but anyways, so you're talking like you said, like a good like
10 minute cart
2.3 hour.
drive, you just
10
said.
minute car drive is
Yeah,
wild.
okay. From Stonebridge, from the clubhouse all the way to like the 15th hole.
Yeah,
Like
that's
that's
our
how.
listeners in Europe are loving this.
Yeah, but it's like it's up the side of a
Yeah, the
mountain.
Belgium boys are loving
Yeah, up the
it.
side of a mountain through a rainforest. And then they have wild peacocks that are just screaming out there. I don't know if you guys ever heard what a peacock sounds like. And then
No.
there's.
Could you demonstrate? So I've been picking up on the mic so
God.
bad.
Oh, okay. Look
Oh,
it up. Look it up when you're done, but they're just screaming. And then they also have like wild hog damage on almost every hole, just because like you're up in the woods, and these guys will just come and root the entire ground, just fuck up all the ground. So
is there any civilization around this golf course, or is it like just a golf course in the middle of this jungle?
no, there is some. It's like this one's when you go up, you kind of go inland a little bit on the highway because down at the bottom is like some lava flows, but you do have to pass like a neighborhood that has like billionaires that live in it. So like,
I bet with that view, it's
yeah,
fucking unreal.
it's like a kind of a secluded place up
But
in
like
the
that's yeah,
mountains.
because going off of Conrad, I was thinking, well, there's a medical emergency and you're
Yeah.
in a golf cart for te it's like, is it like a wide, like, I don't know. You
Well,
probably got choppers on deck in Hawaii.
let me tell you, boys,
Yeah.
I thought I was gonna have a medical emergency up there. I get done hitting balls on the driving range,
Oh,
and
because the elevation.
the humidity and the elevation fucking got to me, dude. It was, it was.
Elevation's no joke, man.
It's the
Yeah.
only time in the last 5 years I've played a round of golf without the jewel in my mouth. I couldn't hit the jewel, or I felt like I was going to die.
5 years. How
Nikki moves
many?
to
5 years,
Colorado.
500 rounds of golf later. He moved to
It's like
Colorado so he
taking
could hit the
away.
jewel.
I
It's like.
hit the jewel through COVID, but I couldn't hit it up there, dude. It was fucking me up. So I shot a 98. I was just losing balls, like just hitting, and I was like, I hope there's fucking fairway up there. And then you
What are
get
you
there,
gonna say,
like
Terb?
balls off. Yeah. It,
I was gonna say Nikki out of jewels like taking away Thanos' jewels.
I mean, yeah, you should have 98 and we get the fuck
I was
out of
like, I
here.
was like, there's no way you're about to tell me you after that range sesh and no jewel that you posted anything sub 90.
No,
No
hell
chance.
no chance, no chance.
Ninety-eight, almost
So what? So
barely
in the
broke
first,
100.
So did you break 90 out there at like
Yeah, I broke 90 on the third round.
third round? Okay, yeah,
Nice. Yeah.
because so Kona, you kind of got screwed with the white T markers. Malekale, you got screwed with
Oh.
the elevation, and
Yep.
then
So,
nothing wrong with white T markers.
yeah. So,
Oh, it kind of makes it tougher because, like Nikki said, he couldn't hit driver. He had to like
yeah.
strategize.
At Makalei, I played with another Asian guy, and his wife was riding with him, but she didn't play with us. Her name was Doris. I just have that in there because I thought that was a funny name. I never heard that.
She's like a
Then
25-year-old woman. Her name's
Doris
Doris.
Burke.
Doris Burke. You
Well, I'm
know
saying
what
like
I'm
I've never met anyone named Doris. Like obviously
gotcha.
Doris Burke,
Gotcha.
but then the sixth.
I gotta ask really
Yeah.
quick, because this has been bothering me since ever since I've seen your snaps. Who I want to know what the interaction was like when they were filming you and like filming your swings. That had to be the funniest. Like, hey Doris, can you hold this while I just fucking swing this driver off the
So,
mountain?
at Kona, the first round, the daughter of that Asian guy, I think his name was Josh, definitely not his real name, but he said to call him Josh. And she was like fine. She was like maybe a couple years younger than me. She was fine to take videos. Like I took a video, one of her putts from off the green. She videoed my birdie putt that I made on 17. And then at Makalei, when I made a birdie on the par five, I like went up, and that's the one with me like holding the flag, and he took that picture. I just brought my phone to the green. I was like, "Can you take a picture of me?" And he was like, "Yeah, cool." And then the last round, I ended up playing with two white guys named Hunter and I think another Josh, and they were fine. They were cool to take videos of me. But where was
We need to
I?
get you a tripod or something.
Well, yeah, but you said the picture, but what about were the Asians, were they filming, or was it just the white guy taking out all of them the first round?
No, the first round,
The
the girl was
chick.
the only one that was taking pictures and videos of me. But
Gotcha.
it's just so funny.
let's see. So that was day five. Day six was kind of an in-between day. I drove like an hour and a half down to this black sand beach. So it's all the way down around the southern tip of the island. And I get down there. My mom's like, you have to go. It's one of the coolest things you'll see. I get there. I spend like 20 minutes. I saw a sea turtle on the beach and I was like, all right, like I'm not getting in the water right now. So I stayed for 20 minutes after driving an hour and a half. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna get
Mickey,
out of here.
come on. We spent an
Well,
hour at least. I saw a sea turtle and said, I'm out. His trip was done at that point. He said, it's wildlife for
well,
me.
so here's the thing. I was also on the way
What's
back.
sand hot as shit? Like,
No,
no.
it's not actually sand.
It's
It's
like,
just the volcanic rock that's been crushed into like little pebbles.
oh,
That's why it's
gotcha.
black.
So you're wearing your sh but
Um,
you're wearing shoe. Is it
I
melting
wore
your
I wore
shoes?
flip-flops out there, but like it was like you take your shoes off, it's not very comfortable to walk in.
Right.
And so
Yeah, I can imagine.
Reason I didn't get in the water there is because I was supposed to go to the green sand beach, which is like 45 minutes back towards me, but then all the way down. It's like the southernmost tip of the United States is what it is actually. And so I drive that 45 minutes. I get out of the car and it's like 5:30 in the afternoon now. And this lady is standing in the parking lot and she's like, "Hey, are you going to the green sand beach?" I said, "Yeah, I was planning on it." And she goes, "Do you know it's a 3 mile hike to the beach from here?" And I said, "No, I didn't know that." And she was like, "Well, I can drive you in the back of my pickup truck. It's $40 and it's going to take 30 minutes to get there over some rough terrain." And I was like, "Well, if I take a 30 minute drive there and a 30 minute drive back, I'll be at this beach again for like 15 minutes before the sun goes down." And so I was like, "Fuck it, I'm just going to leave." So I didn't even get to see the green sand beach. So I
She was
wasted.
trying to haggle you out of some cash, too.
Yeah. So I was like, fuck it. So that was kind of like a wasted day. But
This
just,
was day six.
yeah. And I think when I got back, I got to watch a rerun of the presidential debate. I think that was that night.
Yeah, and like, and you're saying like you're getting Hawaii football reruns, your ESPN's in Spanish. Which I would have
Yes.
guessed it'd be like in Japanese or Chinese or something.
So
I
there's
would have
a
guessed
ton.
Spanish in Hawaii.
Yeah, no, there is actually like a t there's a channel that's dedicated for like Korean news, Japanese
Nikki turns
news.
on Fox News. It's Tucker just going, Biden Trump,
Oh
Biden
my God. So apparently they get like a ton of visitors from like East Asia or
Oh,
yeah,
man. Yeah,
East
no
Asia.
shit.
So yeah, they have all that. They
You had a
had
bunch of
people.
Asians and Koreans in Hawaii. Just never would have guessed.
They had
Mitch
regular
Davis, wet dream right there.
ESPN, but for whatever reason, the Stanley Cup Finals, the only channel that had it was ESPN Deportes. And that call when they scored the goal was fucking electric, dude. Electric.
Golazo,
Yeah,
golazo,
go,
golazo.
go, 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 go,
Because with the hockey too, that Saag Rosenhead was the goal horn. So hearing
Yeah.
that fucking goal horn went just go
Goal,
like in
goal,
the
goal, 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 goal,
background.
goal, 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 goal.
So that was day six. Day seven, I go play Makani Country Club, which ends up being actually the nicest of all three golf courses. I'm really happy I played this place. I played the first hole by myself, and then second hole, blind tee shot over a hill, and I hit into these two guys that I just couldn't see them. So I go down and I see them. I'm like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to hit into you. I couldn't see anything. And ended up playing with these guys. One of the guys, they were brother-in-laws, so they each had married like a pair of sisters. And the one guy's dad was used to be the golf coach at Louisville, like University of Louisville, and he was a fucking stick. But so we finished the second hole. Third hole was that 240-yard par three that I bang a birdie on, and they're like, oh shit, so you're good at golf? And I was like, just keep watching, boys. That's as good as it's gonna get.
You ain't seen nothing yet, baby.
So I ended up, we get to hole 17, and 17 is a replica of TPC 17 with the island green.
Yeah, I saw that. I think you
That's
posted that
sick.
one.
Yeah, so that was sick. But we had this group of five like old middle-aged guys behind us. And when we get to that green, they're like chirping us, saying that we should let them play through. We were like, we have three, you have five. Like, what are you in such a fucking rush for to get off of this tropical island
17
golf course
too.
in Hawaii? Yeah,
Yeah,
they're.
on holes. Yeah, what are we talking about here?
Fuck, and they had a five some too.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here,
Yeah,
bro.
fucking right.
Suck
From the.
my
So
dick in the back, buddy.
we hit our balls onto the green. And as this one of the guys was taking his birdie putt, one of the guys from the tee box yells, "Miss it!" And he does, like he pushes it right. And so he was like, "We might get in a fist fight on this golf course." And I was like, "I'll back you up, I guess. Like, I don't know you that well, but I'll jump in if they start throwing hands." But I shot an 89 there, so I did finally break 90 in Hawaii. Go to Kona Brewery after that, have some fire IPAs. And then day eight is the hike to the waterfall.
What a
Now
picture.
I've gone all the way down around the south of the island. This takes me all the way up around the north tip of the island. So again, like an hour and a half in this tour bus, it's just me and an Indian family, mom, dad, son, and daughter. Both of the kids are under the age of like six. There's like a 6-year-old boy and like a 4-year-old girl. And they drive you up, and then all of a sudden you just pull off of the road and there's a gate into a field. And he just goes, opens the gate, we drive in, he shuts the gate, and then we go off-roading for like 15 minutes up into this valley. And then we take nature trails down the valley, across, and then up the other side. And you see a couple of waterfalls on the way, and then at the third one is the one that you go swimming in. We get there, Indian dad doesn't know how to swim. Both kids stuck their feet in the water and were like, this water's too cold. The mom is the only one in the family who got in the water. That's why those pictures look like I'm the only person out there, because they were just basically sitting on the side. And biggest mistake was not bringing like water shoes or like Crocs or something,
Oof.
because I start walking in. All the rocks are covered with algae or super sharp.
Oof.
And so I'm like hobbling in, and I can kind of scoot on my ass until I get deep enough where I can start swimming. But then on the way out was miserable.
God, that hurts my feet just thinking about it.
Yeah.
How many times you stub your toes getting in and out of that water?
Stub the toes, none, but
Oh.
like, but
The balls of your feet.
Oh. Who took the picture of you in the middle of the
Was the
fucking
mom hot?
river?
Like, what's
Who
going on
took
with that
Indian fan,
picture?
the Indian
No.
family, the
Is the mom
Indian
hot
family.
or no?
No, they were 2 foot.
Nikki Schmeyer over here. Schmeyer.
It was the tour guide who took the
It was a great
pictures.
picture. It was a
Yeah,
great picture.
the tour
They're
guide
gonna
took
go back to
the
India and
pictures.
tell them they've seen the reincarnation of Buddha.
No.
They were
We
both.
saw, yeah, we saw what the fuck's that WWE wrestler fucking that died, fucking the giant, fucking whatever his fucking name is.
The
Yeah.
No, they were both
Oh.
associate professors of like engineering at Purdue. So they were from Indiana. But yeah, so did that hike, come back, take a shower, and just kind of hang out before I go to the nighttime manta ray snorkeling. That's the same day. So I get in the boat. The tour is at like 8 to 9:30 or something. I get in the boat. Double decker boat that's just hauling ass with like four huge engines on the back. And we ride in the boat for like 30 minutes. We basically come out of the pier and then down the coastline to where the airport is. You're only like 50 feet away from the coast, and the water is only like 30 feet deep.
Was it rough at all out to, like in the water, or
Was it what?
was it rough, or like was it an easy ride?
No,
I imagine it to be like kind of rough out there, but
It was pretty easy. So Kona's on the west side of the island, and the volcanoes, the mountains, block all of the wind that
oh,
comes in from the east.
nice.
So you're on the stable side of the island. There's not really any surfing or anything over there either because the waves don't get big. That's all on the other side of the island.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, there's still some waves a little bit, but nothing crazy. And do
Were you
this.
freaking out going over that bridge?
What bridge?
The one that they made you test it to make sure it was sturdy.
Oh, that one.
They're just kind of
That's on
fucked
the
up. That's so fucked up.
hike. So, the wood there is continuously soaked because it's right behind right in front of a waterfall. So it's just water, water, water. And you can see like there's some like new planks of wood out there. And what it actually is the guy was telling us in like the late 1800s that like 600 Chinese guys dug a 25-mile trench
Course.
to get water for their sugarcane crops. And they dug like through mountains and shit. And so that bridge was over that ditch. So yeah, I kind of stayed on the new planks and I was like, I'm not gonna fuck with the old ones.
The
I was like, I'm not gonna fuck with the old ones. But
new planks.
we didn't even go all the way across it because when you cross it, that's onto somebody else's property. So we just kind of went out halfway, looked at, like, stood over the waterfall, and then
Imagine
came
having that
back.
property. Jeez.
So, funny thing about snorkeling, it's 8:30, 8 o'clock our time, or Hawaiian time, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. My mom, at the same time, is in Florida on vacation with my stepdad. She wakes up in the middle of the night, says she has like a bad feeling, checks my location, and sees on her phone I'm in the middle of the ocean and just starts dialing my phone, just blowing me up, like leaving me voicemails, like, please, you have to call me and tell me you're okay. Like, something's wrong. Why are you in the water? And so she calls my sister, and Madison's like, he's doing the snorkeling, mom. Like, he's right there. Like, he's fine. And she's like, I don't know. I just got a bad feeling. So,
Classic mommy.
yeah, so I didn't even see it until we get
It's
back.
also terrifying too.
Yeah, so by the time I see it, it's like 11 o'clock, like
Oh my God.
5 a.m. here. Or no, what is that?
7 a.m.
Yeah, and so she was like, oh, thanks for texting me back, but I just really didn't feel good last night. Like, I was like, my fault, mom.
So what, like
Did you touch a manta ray? Did you get to touch like a stingray or something?
the wetsuit too, you would know wetsuit.
No wetsuit, too fat for the wetsuits.
What
Too fat for the wetsuits.
was the biggest size I had? XL?
Double X. Double X,
The
and I,
manatees are just flocking to Nikki. They're just
dude,
flocking to
we pull up there, like, everybody go to these guys, they'll get you. It's just a jacket, it's not like a full wetsuit, but just the jacket. And
Right.
I was like, you guys don't have my size, and they were like, no, try the double X. And I like put it on, and it comes to like here, and I'm like, yeah, boys, it's not gonna work. Just take it off. I'll just fucking raw dog it. So I'm in like a long sleeve, like rash guard, the things that like surfers wear and shit. And so I jump in the water, and it's like pretty frigid, the Pacific at nighttime with no heat from
I
the sun.
bet.
And so I'm out there for an hour, just kind of shivering, like with a GoPro in my hand and one hand on the fucking raft. And to answer your question, Conrad, no, it's illegal to touch a manta ray. It's like
Really?
apparently like a
Wow.
$10,000 fine, and they will pull you out of the water immediately. So,
Really? Is it, are
yeah.
they like endangered or something? Like, what's the deal with that?
No, they just don't want human interaction. Same thing with sea turtles. It's
Fair.
like super illegal to touch a sea turtle. So they said if they come up to you and like bump into you, it's fine. Like you can't avoid that. But if you like reach out and try to touch one, but the way that I was, and with the snorkel, you know, it has the nose piece, so you can't really see directly down. And on some of the video, you can see them come up from like underneath me. It scared the fuck out of me the first couple of times.
Oh my
Because
God, dude. Yeah, in
because
the nighttime, dude. Fuck
yeah,
that, yeah.
freezing cold in the
because
water.
you're. It's just basically like a 4x6 piece of styrofoam, and with some lights on the bottom of it, so they can come up and eat the krill. And you're just laying at the same level, and they're just swooping up underneath you. And some of them are 14 feet wide, like big as fuck, and they're
Damn.
right in front of your face.
That's
So
enormous. The
that,
fucking or that's an orca's wet dream.
yeah. So that was honestly like the two
Imagine,
full.
yeah. Imagine they go to get the 14-foot wide manatee, they just get Nikki as dessert. They just fucking see Nikki. They're like, what the fuck? This is the best day ever.
So
Jimmy's
that
leg.
honestly like two of the coolest things I've ever done, like swim in a waterfall and nighttime snorkel with manta rays
Dude,
in the
I'm
same
happy
day.
for you, man.
Dude, Hawaii.
I didn't see you doing either of those two things, man. It looked like you fucking kicked ass at it.
Yeah,
Good shit. Do you have the GoPro?
awesome. Do what?
Do you have the GoPro out
Yeah.
there?
How
Yeah,
do you
just
think he
do it.
got that underwater
Well, I didn't
footage?
know if it was his or if they supply it with you.
No, so honestly, my GoPro is right here on my desk. It's the one thing I didn't pack for the trip. But when we got to the pier, I was able to rent one from the people, so they let me
Good
take it out.
question. Good question,
Nice. Hey, look at
Jan.
yeah.
Good
Nice.
question.
This that worked out. So Nikki solo Hawaii trip 10 out of 10, and he recommends.
Yes, the only thing I will say is they butter you up on the way in. Because I flew in on a 777 with the lay flat seats. First flight out is from Hawaii to San Francisco. I'm on like a A321 Airbus with no lay flat seat, not even a video screen on the seat in front of me in first class for 5 hours. I just raw dog it all the way to San Francisco. And the trip.
No
Good bring
headphones,
up.
nothing. No.
Good bring up at the rod dogging because I know I wasn't kidding when I said that, which is that is
The
unreal.
so that was the only part of the trip where I didn't have something, because then from San Fran to
But
Chicago
still,
and
yeah,
Chicago.
you
Yeah.
just
Hours is
spent
5
fucking 10
hours.
days in Hawaii. Big whoop, you don't have a screen on the way back.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah, I guess that's true. Going on the way back, you're probably just like, that was unbelievable. Like, yeah, sleep.
You just look at all the pictures on your phone. That's all you need
yeah.
to
The trip back was a mind fuck, because I leave
do.
Hawaii at 1:15 in the afternoon. I take a 5 hour flight. In San Francisco, I land, it's 9:30, it's already dark. And then I have a 2 hour layover in San Fran, 4 hour flight to Chicago. By the time I get to Chicago, sun's already up. So I miss the entire night. And then
What?
Chicago to Charlotte, they load us all on the plane. And then I'm watching a movie. I'm like, I didn't get a movie on the way there, watching the movie, and they come on the intercom. They're like, something's wrong with the plane. Everyone's got to get off. We got to go to a new gate. So we get off the plane. And as we're walking back up the ramp into the airport, I get like a tap on my shoulder. And I
Oh,
turn.
yeah, I
And this
forgot.
guy goes, oh, my bad. And I was like, what's up? And he was like, I was sitting like a few rows behind you on the plane, and I like saw the hair, saw the beard, saw the golf hat, and I took a picture and I sent it to my friend's group chat. I told everyone I was about to meet Fat Perez.
It's kind of
That's
sick,
all time.
honestly, though.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's kind of
he
sweet.
goes, I hope that's not offensive. And I was like, dude, no, that's like I get it all the time.
That's
So
awesome.
yeah,
You're like,
so
that's why I'm modeling my look after.
right. So I after that like hour delay to get a new plane, I finally make it back to Charlotte at like noon. So I left Hawaii at 1:15 in the afternoon. I made it home the next day at noon, which
84 hours of traveling. Dude,
technically
yeah,
like
see, that's where like if I was just something like that, I was like I'd be like in my living room in like Charlotte, North Carolina, and just be like, dude, 14 hours ago I was almost in Japan. Like
yeah,
just
it's
nuts to think
crazy.
about.
Yeah,
So crazy to think about, dude.
4,700 miles away. So
Nuts. Crazy. And
that
running 1 mile for me is like everything. Dude, that so if you went
4,700
that
is the
same
top.
distance east, where would you end up? India?
4,700 miles east.
Turkey?
Let me
Pretty
see.
far.
What a
I'd say you're
trip,
clutching
dude.
Russia. But yeah, but fucking Wow,
big time.
Nikki. Nikki travels.
Big time. I thought kind of he was always kind of pulling yanking the chain a little bit, but the fact that the big fella did it and only had a couple of down days, and as we knew, he would befriend the locals. Like I could see Nick like literally just like being a bartender at one of those golf courses, and like that's his like next job. Like I'm surprised he didn't get like an offer from that guy and be like,
Yeah,
surprised
surprised he
he
didn't
didn't get
stay. Yeah,
did
it
the
was just
Zoom
end up
interview.
staying in Hawaii.
I
Yeah.
legitimate while I was there, I legitimately was like, if I got a job at one of those golf courses, I would just never come home.
Why
That's
would you?
all I would do is just go out
Yeah.
there, play. They said
Oh my God, yeah.
there's really only like 3 months of the year that are kind of slow. And I think they said it's from like August to November, because then they have a lot of people come for Christmas for whatever reason.
Yeah,
But
Jimmy Buffett Christmas, man. See
yeah,
that?
so I mean,
Balikimaka.
1,000% I would do it again. And one suggestion I make for everyone, first class both ways is a must. I would have killed myself in economy sitting next to two fucks. It would have been the worst thing of my life.
Yeah, that would have Oh been.
my God. That's
Yeah. awesome, dude. That sounds like a fucking trip and a half.
Yeah. That's
Trip of a
incredible.
lifetime. Trip of a
It
lifetime. is a really Hawaii doing that. Well, what you did is a trip of a lifetime. Like people will not even get close to that in their lifetime.
Yeah,
That's
people
just
work
one
their
thing
whole
too. Like,
life to do that.
you
oh yeah,
did
if
you just
you
did that
look at
like off a whim
golfing,
on a sabbatical.
that's like
Yeah.
the thing, Connor. Like we're like you're golfing with a random and like Charlotte, Philadelphia. And like you're just like, wonder what this guy's got for a story. Like, you ever do any crazy trips? And he's like, yeah, I went to Hawaii by myself for like 10 days. Like, well,
Right, yeah.
there goes 3 holes of talking. Lay this one on me. Like
Yeah.
fucking the best part was a great breakdown, Nikki, but I got Hawaiian cuisine was like ravioli and tortellini, which is
No,
awesome.
no, no. I need more there. I need more details.
I had some sushi. I think it was just tuna, but they called it fuck, they called it something with a whole bunch of vowels in it. I forget what it was, but basically like every other word in Hawaiian is like every other letter is an A. And I learned in Hawaii that King, oh fuck, it's spelled the exact same way as like Kamehameha from Dragon Ball Z, you know, when they shoot the shit out of their hands. That's the king of Hawaii, isn't it? King Kamehameha is how you say it in Hawaiian. So that was one thing I learned.
That was the current king.
No, that was the king in like the late
Yeah,
1700s.
I was gonna say, I don't think they had, I
Current
wouldn't be surprised if it's still had a king, dude. It's, you know,
Yeah,
we were only a state 60 years ago.
no, they never had a written language until basically this guy united all of the islands in the late 1700s.
Polynesian, is that right or no?
Yeah, they came from I think the first settlers of Hawaii were from Tahiti, and they came in like fucking canoe
Yeah.
across the
Yeah, so
ocean.
good question. So
Crazy.
Hawaiian is like, it's like, what is it like? What is it? They have their own language or not? They have like their own words, but
Yeah, there's multi there's actually, I think,
it's
three
like a
different.
slang. It's like how the Jamaicans have kind of, it's like
Yeah,
that
so the
island slang.
Jamaicans,
English, yeah.
is patois. The word you're looking for is pidgin, is how it, pidgin is like Hawaiian English, but they also do have Hawaii. I think it's three different Hawaiian languages. They just didn't have a written history. Everything was oral history, and that's why they do like the leaos and like all those not, I wouldn't call them rituals, but that's how they kind of pass down their knowledge from generation to generation.
The thing about
Sweet.
I want to get into some other shit here, and everyone get their last question for the big fella. Mine's just gonna be, dude, I just think Hawaii. When I think of Hawaii, I think of a place where you could probably go without a phone and just be like just in awe the entire time. Were you in awe the entire time, or by like day four, were you kind of like just used to it? Or was the whole time you were just like, fuck?
No, because I mean, I got to know the area of Kona pretty well because I was driving somewhere every day. But like driving down to that black sand beach, that hour and a half, if I could have just had like a GoPro out my window the entire time, I saw some crazy views that way. Same thing with like the driving range at Makalei, or l being able at the tip of the Big Island, being able to look and see Maui 30 miles off in the distance. Like
That's
every day
sweet.
was
Yeah, that's
something,
awesome. That's sick.
every day was something new. So like maybe if I
Dual
live,
pods are just like $30.
yeah, maybe if I live there, there's some sort of like, it becomes regular. But no, every single day I was like, this is incredible.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I listened to Somewhere Over the Rainbow by fucking Izzy like 30 times on that trip, just driving, just blasting it.
Incredible.
Your
That's
boy's got anything
awesome.
else for him? Let's get into some more. Conrad
No, that
Turb.
was awesome.
That was
Full
great.
breakdown. Loved it.
Love
That was
it.
the first
And
time I heard about it, so
Incredible.
I enjoyed.
Yeah, that was
Yeah.
awesome.
That was great, and I think that was really the first, I think that was 40 minutes of Nikki Hawaii breakdown. This is full Rogan epi. Fucking come on. I want to get into what the fuck you've been up to, man. So last episode you weren't on. I think it was a Phillies game.
All right, let's just set the stage here, okay? Last
Yeah, let's
Wednesday
set it.
was the day before a long weekend, the day before July 4th weekend. Going into July 4th weekend, Wednesday night starts your vacation. I get a text that Tuesday night, 8:45 p.m. says, "Let's record tomorrow, 6 p.m. We're all in on it." I said, "Dude, I got plans. I'm going out. Haven't been out in a grip." Went out. There's this thing called Center City Sips. Okay, so there's like 90 bars across Center City where there's this happy hour. It is just crawling with college co-eds. There's just college girls in every corner of every little bar. The cheap, like cheap drinks, like $5 glasses of wine. Cheap.
They'll get the raunchy temple chicks out and about.
Oh, dude. I mean, everyone is home on Christmas or summer break too, interning in the city. It's just, there was a lot of potential
Buzzing.
out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, buzzing. So I went out, end up running into a girl I had gone on. So there's just like this group of three girls that I knew. They all somehow went to ECU. Girl that I had been on a couple of dates with in the past. She turns out she's just like money driven, blah, 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 whatever. Not for me. I see this other girl I'm actively trying to sleep with and her friend who I have slept with. I'm like trying to
Oh
dodge
God,
this
that's like a
triangle.
bomb. That's like a bomb shelter.
Oh, dude, it was.
That's every night going to the bar with Turb, by
Yeah, well,
the
I imagine it's probably the same people we've seen since junior year of college. But yeah, it was like that. So I'm like dodging all these bullets. And then we go from this bar to this club at 10 p.m. because it's so early. Start drinking at 4. And we're
Right.
just bouncing around. End up at McGillin's. Shout out McGillin's. Drew's been there. And
Shout
Drew's
out
dad has been
McGillis.
there. Shout out Big Rick.
Shout out.
And it's like karaoke night on Wednesday. So the place is packed. We have a pitcher of Red Bull vodka. Just it's like the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. We're downing this pitcher of Red Bull vodka. I'm like, this was maybe the
I'm
horniest I've ever been in my
picturing
life.
on a
Maybe the horniest I've
Wednesday.
ever been.
Whew.
I was like messaging literally every girl I've ever hooked up with in Philly. I'm like, Are you here this weekend? Are you here this weekend? What's up?
UAVs. UAVs.
Oh, man, I was dropping them. Oh, I'm like, you up? You here? What's up? What are you doing? And then, of course, a picture of RBVs later, I have the fucking hiccups. And I'm like, oh, God, it's all down. I haven't had the hiccups since
it's like
maybe
just
10 years
midnight.
Ago. It's maybe 11:30 and I have the hiccups. I'm like, oh, God.
You sent off 34 what's up text.
I get a couple. I got a couple responses. No big deal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And one of them's like, should I come? Should I come? I'm hiccuping in the Uber trying to make sure I don't throw up. Cause you know, God forbid an Uber in the fucking city use their AC in the hottest day of the year. And I get back. I'm hiccuping. I just end up pulling the trigger and I just go, I'm like, I don't even text this shit back. I'm like, we'll see you next weekend. Good riddance. Thanks. Appreciate the support, but that was just
4th of July
Wednesday.
Morning. You were 4th of July morning.
Yeah, doing that before the biggest day of the year is wild.
So 4th of July morning, we didn't have big 4th of July plans. We went golfing back home. Again, it's like 100%
you don't
humidity,
see every
98
day.
Degrees.
You don't see it every day. Do they bang you for a holiday? They make it cheaper or more expensive or same? So I've never really golfed on the actual 4th.
Well, this place is not the best track. This is a hometown course that like all my buddies, like six of us, worked at one summer, in
That's
high
a good
school.
Way to start the day.
So we all just went there. It's close to home, and it's hot. And I got the Hershey squirts. I got the natty splatties. Ooh. Everything. I'm struggle bus city. I leave
on the course.
Oh dude, I'm just like dripping sweat.
It's
like
the last
second
place
I step
you
out of the
want
to car.
Be in that and scenario.
All I wanted to do was just dip into some water and just sit there for a second. I'm stranded playing 18 holes at 12 p.m., the hottest part of the day, and I'm, oh, my God. Shot a 105, not terrible. I had a chance to break 100. I tripled the first four holes in the back nine. I think I went triple, 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 double, double, triple, triple, double. And I ended up shooting a 105. So like, I mean, take away some of the, like I said, if I just didn't triple every hole, I'd be a 90 golfer.
I mean, yeah, after a night like that before, it's tough. And then, yeah, you get the hole five and you're 12 over. I mean, yeah, that's a tough, but that's one thing I'll say though, man. It's like, this is the first 4th of July I did like not near a body of water. And it's like, you got to do it. You got to get a lake. You got to do a beach. Like you just got to, like you said, you just want to be, that's your body, your American blood telling you, I need to be in like some water right now, just laying out, you know?
As much as you want to say, oh, I'm going to take it easy this 4th, I'm not going to do much. You got to at least take it easy near a body of water.
Yeah, no, that's
has
right.
Has to be. Has that's to right. be. But that was, I mean, dude, after that, it was so fucking hot the next couple of days. I just didn't do shit. Like, my car is parked maybe a tenth of a mile down the street. The second I step outside, I'm like sweating in between my fucking fingers, dude. The humidity is insane.
Imagine what it feels like here, Conrad. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Dude, you think I never spent a summer in North Carolina before?
It's been obnoxiously hotter this summer. Like
I know,
everywhere.
I understand that, but last week was the heat wave that we had. It was consistently 98 degrees every day.
Yeah,
but I know it's hot in North Carolina. I mean,
yeah,
it's hot in Greenville, North Carolina, in the summer.
Yeah,
Jesus,
that's
East Coast.
That's a different heat.
That East Coast humidity. I'll let Turb wrap us up. I know he's gonna be different. I'm kind of the same 4th as you, Car, and I'll let Turb come in the back end because, dude, I did a Charlotte Knights game, on the 4th, on the actual 4th. Don't even want to say what meat Allie paid for tickets. Arm and leg for a AAA.
Oh, yeah, because you pay for the fireworks.
The fireworks, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so
how
I'm
were the,
thinking.
Yeah, how were the fireworks, John?
Yeah, something we're going to get a great fireworks show. So I'm in the sun for 7 innings. Sun finally goes away. This cocksucker's like, hey, like those are. So, of course, she gets seats next to her friends, but not right next to them. 7th inning, this cocksucker's like, hey, those are my seats. And I'm like, dude, what? It's the 7th inning. Like,
where have you been?
That's the people that are literally buying the tickets just to come in at the 7th to watch
for
the
right.
Fireworks.
Or or he just knows this, or he was just like, why, like standing room only. I was like, let me just fuck this kid up. Whatever the fuck it was, I'm like, whatever, fine. So we go 10 seats over to our seats. It's middle of the ninth inning. And by the way, it's my first game in that stadium. Cool stadium. They had a couple of restaurants attached to it. Like, I didn't know how much was going on in there. I'm happy I got to finally do it. But middle of the ninth inning, I'm seeing some home runs. Like, and I don't know about you guys, not maybe not you, Conrad. Probably the first time I've seen a home run where I'm not catching it in air, like in a long time. Where you actually see it, you're watching the at bat ball, boom, I'm like fucking that always feels good. What doesn't feel good, middle of the ninth inning,
That's America right there.
her friend's texting her, like, hey, like we're gonna head out. And she's like what the like I'm like, what, like in my head, I'm like, what the fuck? But also I'm so fucking hot from being in the sun for 2 hours. I'm like not really fighting it. And Allie's like, I want to watch the fucking fireworks, like with blah, 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 all this bullshit. And I'm like, at this point, I'm kind of like so fucking hot and tired. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about fireworks. I give a fuck about getting home and throwing this pizza. Like, you know, like whatever. So of course we fucking leave. And I'm one of those people where like sometimes I'll let something go, but then 2 days later I'll come up and I'll just be like, motherfucker, like what the fuck? And like I've been just thinking, I'm like, wait, we paid so much for a fireworks show. We would have got a fireworks show without having to stick around uptown and risk getting shot in the fucking leg because there's always a shooting at Romeo Bearden whenever there's fireworks in uptown. So we would have got uptown fireworks, the game, would have crossed everything off. But middle of the ninth, they had to like go let their they had to go do their thing, let their dog out, whatever. But did they not know we'd have 20 more minutes? Of course,
It was
at the
like a
time, I
plan
wasn't
for you,
fighting it.
for like you two couples to like watch these fireworks. Like it was your 4th of July plans.
Right, and like I didn't even, I
Bro,
was like, and I forgot too because Allie keeps her mouth shut. She did this game last year, and I'm like, wait, so you knew there were fireworks? I was kind of like hoping there would be. I know they do it at the end of every game, but I was hoping there'd be like an actual
No,
show. Yeah, she did it last year and knew ahead of time, didn't tell me that. So the past 2 days, I've been like, why didn't we just tell them, you guys go ahead? We'll like meet, even though they were around, we could have light railed, like we could have done something. Like, so I'm like, we dropped the ball there. We dropped the
The
ball.
rookie mistake, I think, is showing up like at the beginning of the game. Like just show it. You
Yeah,
show up
good
in like the
call.
third or fourth inning, and then you stay the whole time. Like it does. What's the point of showing up for to see the national anthem for 4th of July? Like
Yeah.
fireworks are way more important.
Yeah, no, that's right. I
National
mean,
anthem is pretty electric, though. I don't know about the
yeah.
Charlotte Knights game, but
Well, yeah. I mean,
Right. It would have been right
what do
there in
they
the
have? Like
city.
X
You got.
fucking two X 2019 American Idol top 30 contestant fucking singing the national anthem.
Just a guy from the Bojangles Coliseum comes
Yeah.
over.
What's the thing too about this stuff too, like with girls that like, you know, just like with like, you know, their friends or whatever, like they got tickets, like where they get tickets, third baseline. Well, you can't see the city and you're in the sun. First baseline, you get to see the city, fireworks in the back. That's probably time to do first baseline tickets. But it's like one of them does something, then everyone does it. It's like, so one basically if a woman's planner, if their ringleader makes a bad plan, there's no one that's gonna break that chain. Like, oh, I'm gonna leave in the middle of the ninth inning. Allie's like, well, I guess we gotta go. And then like the past 2 days have been like, fucking, we did not fucking have to go. We could have been like, we're gonna fucking stick around. But I didn't know if there was fire. I didn't know if it was gonna be worth it or not. But either way, I think it would have been worth it. It probably would have been awesome. And we got boned. We got banged. Live and learn. And then on Friday, me and Nikki went golfing. Speaking of live and learn, me and Nikki go golfing Friday, tournament golf on Friday. Like you're saying, Conrad, unbelievable heat, unbelievable humidity, like you and Turb were saying. And I thought I had enough water. Dude, I was hurting like Saturday and Sunday. I was
Yeah.
hurting, dude. I guess we went kind of hard. I didn't kind of realize we did kind of go hard, but that hung over when you're in heat like that, man. I don't know how Turb survived. I get why Turb hasn't said like words until like today, if he was on a bender all weekend, because I didn't recover from Friday till
That'll
today.
drain you, dude. That shit will
Dude,
drain you.
you have no idea, man. Like, I don't
Kevin
even.
Drew threw it
Kevin's.
back to like 2018 Leg Norman style. Ugh.
Yeah, he was. Because usually when
What's up,
Turb
Sandy?
screws, Turb can still like communicate pretty well, and he's in the middle of like a bender or in the middle of a tear. He usually still be pretty good, but this one I was like, see, like. I was like, I had a lot of things going through my head. I'll let you get into it.
What were you saying though, Nikki?
Oh, I was just going to tell Conrad, Kevin kept saying, he must have said it 20 times during the round, that the heat index on Friday was like 107. It was fucking
Some massive UV
Yeah.
guy.
He's like, dude,
It's so
heat
many
index is
degrees.
107.
Yeah, no, he's like it, but he's a big, it feels like he's a Fox fucking football reporter. It's 99, but feels like one ninety.
The feels like the feels like
Yeah.
No,
That's
but
a
I
big
mean,
distinction. It's a big
it
distinction.
is. It really
People
is.
say, people have said, why doesn't the weather app just put feels like at the top, like next to the normal weather? Like, hey, 90 degrees today feels like 98.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all
Why have
those
to
things where
scroll
it's
for
like
it?
the percentage for rain. It's not like
That's
the
bullshit
chance of
too.
the rain. It's like if it's like how much rain, or it's that always fucks me up too. But who gives a fuck? Turn late on his 4th of July weekend.
Well, first of all, I've actually been sick. Like, you can hear my voice. My throat has been torched. But I mean, it's what you get. It's what the price you pay. Probably blame Pete for, because I thought, Wednesday would have been, hey, let's just record the pod. He kind of got me in that mood Wednesday where I was like, oh, okay, well,
Oh,
that's how we're kicking it off then. So
man.
I kicked it off same way. Did definitely knew that fourth was going to be a big day, but still hopped around Wednesday night. So, I mean, that was just it was just a funnel fest from there. Like, our fourth was just straight all day lake, all day, like
Yeah.
unbelievable. Like it was a whole. The problem too is like I'm with. It's when I get around I have like my group of friends that are 24 to like 25, 26, and then I've got the our age to like 30. And to be around this age group of people that can just rally and keep going for 4 days straight, and my buddy Bandy, who's just an absolute like motor, it's unbelievable. So I'm just like every day, I mean, all day the fourth was just full day at the lake. And then somehow I got home, got to my bed, and then next day, same thing. We're playing golf, 12 some of us playing golf at like 10 a.m.
Twelve
So
some Jesus Christ.
and what's the scary part about it is like we're are their plan our plans were to go straight from golf. Since we are already north, we're going to go straight from golf to the lake, which is what we did. So it was literally Friday might have been even bigger, but I mean, anyways, we go to the course. So I drive to the course. First of all, I need to find footage of this, but I bought this mock neck, and I'm not kidding you, the sight to see of me in this mock neck, like people were tripping out. They were like, you actually look just like Minwoo Lee. Like, it's scary. Like, people were dying laughing. I mean, we had a full squad, full like one of the May brothers out there, Matt out there, Dave out there, just
Did you ask to get Luke on the pod or no?
no. So listen, so
Okay.
there's more to this weekend, which is incredible, actually. So anyways, dying of heat. I mean, to your point, Johnny and at ECU, Johnny and Pike or whatever. So he was in my cart riding with me, like midway through the round, this guy just like basically like I thought the guy was about to die. I mean, he's like pouring ice cubes on his head. He's like asking for ice out of my transfusion to put on his face. I'm like, dude, are you? I was
That's
like,
when
are
you know
you?
you're down
And
bad.
meanwhile, I'm dialed in. Like I did my typical, like started out just pretty rough on the front 46. And I'm like, after like hole six, I'm on a bogey par train from hell. So I'm like dialed in. The rest of my group is just in shambles, like literally in shambles, spraying around. I'm trying to just lock in. Anyways, we go to the lake, come back, go out that night. So I went basically from the full day fourth to golf to the lake to out in Charlotte on Friday night. Me, I walked
Jesus.
into a, literally walked into a bar, actually went into Rose's, walked in with Dave. We pretty much just like split different ways, and where I was like, yeah, no shot. I need to be at this bar right now. Like, I'm seeing people, like dead people. So went home that day, and then it was Saturday, and that's what really, because Saturday, so one of our buddies was having this
Bender,
massive party
Jesus.
on the lake, having a massive party on the lake, brand new mansion house. One of our buddies from back in the day. Anyway, so we had
Did you at
that
least
like
get some
set up for
sleep Friday night?
no, not really. Not really. Came into quite the scene with Kevin. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh no.
And
Subscribe for
then
LRP Premium to find out that scene.
Yeah.
yeah,
LRP
we'll
Plus.
just yeah, we'll just say
LRP Gold.
it definitely was LRP plus material. But went Saturday down back to the lake, did just kind of like a almost like a we didn't go out too much. We went out a little bit and then went over to this party. So this party, it's like massive house. What's up, Pete?
I gotta ask, how whose parents are just letting their kids rage at their
Good
brand new
question. No,
school? Like,
it's the
whose
parents'
parent?
party. It's the parents' party. So the
Okay, so
parents,
they're in on it.
the so they just like basically should long story short, they just built like a $8 million mansion, all custom built.
Lake
And it's
Norman.
been yeah, it's been
It's
getting
on the
built for
water, Lake
been
Norman.
getting built for been getting built for like a year or so. So like this was their big like shebang. I mean, they had
Okay,
literal,
okay.
they had professional
Oh my God,
fireworks.
the amount of fake tits that must have been fucking
Oh,
there.
it was
Probably just MILF
unbelievable.
every corner you look.
Professional fireworks were like, so they had like the real
They had
deal.
a literal pyro like guy that does it as his job. Was like they come wheeling in like with like a
Yeah.
shopping cart just stacked to the brim, start loading up on the dock. And
Fuck,
anyway,
dude.
so I'm with I've been with like
Oh.
one of the May brothers all day, Cole, and then who lives in Charlotte. And then he's like, yeah, I think Luke's gonna come later. So Luke comes
Mickey.
later. I'm chopping, wait for this. So I'm chopping it up with Luke. We're hanging out. He's like, yeah, I think the big fella's about to show up. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Like, there's
No
no
way.
shot he shows up here. Sure as shit, fucking Drake May comes walking through the damn doors. And I was like,
No
was it like a
way.
mob scene? Everyone's like,
Yeah.
oh,
Yeah,
good
and
day. I
day.
was just trying to like, cause I'm cool with the family, and like I even know Drake. Like he, I talked to him. He remembers me. He's like, oh yeah, Drew, you still got that shot? You still got that shot? But no, dude, it was
It's nothing.
that
It's nothing.
fucking that Twitch shot.
oh yeah, like
You should have said no,
yeah, it
but I still
was.
got the podcast. What are you
Yeah, I
doing,
know.
Drew?
I could only
What are you doing,
I
Drew?
could only help but think about Nikki in that moment.
God damn it! Could you
I was like
imagine
the
like
fact that I was with the source himself, dude, the
the
source
man?
himself. But yeah, I mean,
Everyone's like, look at there's Drake. And like 30 minutes later, that's like, what's getting a bigger reaction? It's the big fella, Nikki, because Turb was like, Drake Mays here. He's just like, I came as quick as I could
I know, like
have.
some guys are like, it was weird because like the dude who had the house, it's his parents and then his little brother. So it was almost like a weird grad party vibe in a way because you had the parents and then you had all these
Yeah.
kids, but then there was kids a lot younger than me because they're like his younger brother's like 22 or something like that. So
How
like
many
a lot of
fucking
these
kids is May? Was he the May
just
brothers or
no.
just
This was the party.
can't
But
it
like
can
May
that
Brothers
that can
party.
be a good vibe, but I'm just thinking about Drake May walking in there. He probably got like mobbed for like
Oh
a
yeah.
how do you think
Yeah,
all
I
the
mean,
dads were doing? They're like, oh dude.
yeah. I mean,
Yeah,
like,
that's something.
yeah.
Yeah,
You
he's
gotta learn
gonna
how
have
to read that secondary
bags
and you're
and all
golden.
that.
Yeah, it's just
I
wild
should
thinking
drop.
about like that whole optical scenario. But like, yeah, I mean, some kids are like, yeah, you mind if I get a selfie or whatever? I mean, of course he's the nicest guy, so he's like, sure, whatever. I couldn't bring myself to do it. Just like I wasn't gonna get a selfie, but I was gonna just like try to like sneak a pic. But
Yeah.
like I was literally with Luke. Like we were just chopping it up, like me, Luke, and like Drake and Cole. So like it was just like, you know what I mean? Just kind of weird,
Yeah, that's the
but
right move.
pretty
But
fucking
of
wild.
course,
That's
Turb
kind of
does
just
that.
feel
Like
sick
some
though.
girls see
You
you
say I
like
love the
casually
Pats.
dap
You're just
them.
oh
Like
yeah, I was like,
you casually dap them up, and some chick's just like, oh my God, he's in with him. And then like fucking that works out too in your favor sometimes. But it takes restraint. It takes
demon over
restraint to not
here.
take that
Yeah,
picture though. I know you were thinking about
especially
it.
I was buzzing really hard too. So I was just like, oh, I was like, and then I even like had the thought the next day. I was like, did I say it? I was like, no, I didn't. I remember I played it pretty cool, but yeah, he showed face, which was crazy. It was kind of like it's
Sick.
one of those things where I was chopping up, like Luke got there first, or I was with Cole, and then Luke got there, and they were like trying to be kind of low key about it, but of course once he shows up, like it's there's
Game
no
over.
low key. Yeah, there's no low key from there, but
Probably the
pretty
biggest
fucking
guy
cool.
there, too, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, like him, Cole, and Luke, and Drake all standing around me. I felt like fucking Pete Bosco walking into a damn
I knew that was coming. I knew
walking
that was
into a
coming.
fucking wrecked basketball game. But no, it was wild. I mean, and then yeah, I mean, the scare. You want to talk about the Sundays, man? The
Ooh.
Sunday scaries. I came.
Reshaking.
I went out to like the local bars from there. Ubered all the way back home. What's crazy is I left my car at Birkdale Golf Course on Friday. So I
Oh
hadn't had
my
my
God.
I
Oh my God.
didn't have my car from Friday through all of this madness, and like that Uber to go get my car, the
Oh,
scariest
sorry, I
feeling.
was running around the Uber from Sunday morning.
No, so after the party, we stayed local. Like we went, like a bunch of us went out to this local bar in Lake Norman, and
Right.
then after that, I Ubered all the way back to Charlotte. So I was like, I need to just like get
Gotcha.
home. I already
Yeah.
knew the scaries were coming, but then at the same time, I knew my car was down there. It was just a
This is all
lose-lose
Saturday
situation.
night.
Saturday night, and then
Oh
like
yeah.
Sun,
Wow.
yeah, the Sunday fucking feeling, and then I mean, you want to talk about a scary feeling? Is not only like that, I couldn't figure out where my I could have sworn I brought my work phone with me to the golf course, but then I remember not having it on the golf course, so I thought I left it in my car. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll just my I
Ooh.
was like, my work phone is just in my car. We'll be good. I get to my car, work phone nowhere to be found. And you want to talk about like Friday
Scary.
from Sunday to Friday feels like light years away. Like my brain cannot
Yeah.
process. I had already lost a bunch of shit on the lake just from going up and down, up and back. Like got my chain fucking ripped from horse playing with my buddy Matt. At my Boston hat flew off in the lake. I didn't even care. I was drunk. I was like,
Oh.
what? I was like, whatever. Just let it fly. Jumped in the lake
That
one day.
was a
Shades went
Yaki
straight
later.
to the bottom. I was like, I mean, oh my, like
No.
I was just like,
No.
I was just in the most
You like
fucking mode.
you basically lost a limb. You basically lost like a toe this weekend
Yeah.
all the
Yeah. And I still got more stuff I have to recover from, like, cause like you're going to the golf course, then you're going to the lake, then you're changing out of your golf stuff, then you're changing to a bathing suit, then you're changing into stuff, and
Yeah.
like you're
Been a
borrowing
while since I've
someone's
done that.
clothes, like you're doing all that stuff. There's just so
Oh yeah,
much was still.
there's a t-shirt that you're never gonna see again somewhere.
Oh, there's like
So much
five
t-shirt
pieces
you
of
have
yeah,
somewhere.
there's yeah,
Yeah.
oh yeah, there's like three or four more things. Dave told me he left a bunch of stuff at Cole and Matt's house, so I'm just like waiting. I'm just like, I don't even want to know yet. I'll go figure that out later. But
So the work
yeah, I
phone
mean,
you said though, you
so the work
recovered?
phone, that talk about that drive back on, it was, let alone it was pouring rain, like a rain shower came. And I'm like, this is it of me. Like my life is over. No work phone. I know I haven't essentially been working since Wednesday of last week. Can't figure out where my work phone is. Couldn't find it. I was searching everywhere. Luckily, like on Monday, I was able to like use my normal phone like for a lot of my stuff, but I'm still kind of freaking out. And then,
You not
of
have like
course,
Find My Friends or anything like that? Like,
I thought I had it on my. I logged into my work account. Everything wasn't like
wasn't like
registering or
saved up
whatever.
or something. Because do you have like separate iClouds or no? Because I've
Yeah,
always.
it's separate, but you can like you can log in and like find it through a
All
separate
right, right.
or
Because right now
whatever.
my work phone has no iCloud. I probably should change
But
it. I'd be fucked.
it's probably like noon on Monday, and Kevin texts me. He goes, "Hey, he's like, hey, did you know your work phone's just sitting downstairs in the garage?" And I was like, "Bruh,
No.
bruh." I was
It's a
like,
massive
"What a
win,
sigh
though.
of relief, though. Yeah,
Yeah,
like,
sigh of
put a
relief
weight
for
off your
sure." But
shoulders.
like, I was just like, could there have not been like a text before? Because this happened on Friday. Like, we went all the way to Monday. Luckily, it was there. But I guess like sometimes when I'm like I have to move Kevin's car out and I have like a bunch of shit in my hands, I'll like put it down, and then when I go get my car, so I must have just put it down and then hopped in my car and went down and literally left my, so it was in the back of my mind, low key in the back of my mind, like for like 3 days. And that when I got back to my car Sunday and did not see it, I was like, I felt like my heart was gonna
Yeah, because
fall out of my
sometimes when
chest.
you're in, when you're after like a weekend like that, like sometimes like going to McDonald's drive-thru and you order a Big Mac and they give you like a McChicken could just put me over the edge. Like, like sometimes like that minor, let alone your work phone like being missing. It's like that's where like moments where I'm like, now I understand why people like pull their gun out in a road rage incident. Like when something like that happens. Even a weekend like that, it
I mean, how
just.
many times do we think you walked by this phone from Sunday to
I
Wednesday whenever
not
you got
many
it?
because I didn't
Yeah,
I don't
probably
go
not too
into the
much.
not many because
No?
if I were like if my car if I know my car's not in there, I'm not going in the garage. I just go straight through our front door.
Okay, yeah,
And
true.
I mean, I would have, and I pulled in on Sunday night and didn't see it because it's a black book bag. It was laying on top of the black book bag. It was dark in the garage. I just walked in. So like going to bed Sunday night must, I mean, was the most terrifying feeling, knowing that I had to wake up Monday morning without my
Just
work phone and no clue where from literally Friday morning till Sunday it went.
yeah, because too, it's 4th of July
Oh my
weekend, so people
God.
are like, you lost your work phone doing what in 4th of July weekend?
Yeah,
You're
and to
like,
power
you tell
on
them
top
you
fucking
lost it?
drunk
You tell them you
bastard.
lost
Yeah.
it? You tell them
Oh
it got
yeah, and
stolen?
like yeah, oh,
It
that's
broke
I
or
was running through
something?
those scenarios too in my head, and to pile on top of that, like all the other things, like it wasn't a like I can go get another hat. I can go get another change, shades, whatever. I have like three pairs and I was not wearing my favorite pair. But at the same time, I was like,
Flex.
to put the phone on top of that, of all the other things,
Oh.
was just, oh, I wanted to just crawl in a hole. And then I've been, I mean, clearly like Bender's sick, but I've definitely been sick this whole week. It's just been a brutal bounce back week.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
We're hunkered from now until the game, to say the least.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know. Like,
And
I
great
think we.
time, like yeah, I
Well,
love when
good
I'm
that's
in.
the thing
I
when
love,
you're in it, when you're in it with
yeah.
other
You're in
people,
it,
it's not like a
and I'm
solo
seeing,
weekend, you
yeah.
know,
And
like
like, I'm
when
not
everyone
doing
else is
any.
with
I'm
you.
not doing anything crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like when you're out on. There's just so much movement. It's like so out of my comfort zone where I'm so normally like, I know where I'm
Yeah.
putting things. I know where I'm doing this. And when you're in a bathing suit, you only like I wear those board shorts. They only have one pocket, so you're only bringing certain things. You're leaving it back at the house, and then your boat's going somewhere else, and then you have to
You're
get
so
back to the
spot.
house.
You're so spot on with that, man. Like I haven't even thought about that's where, like, for me, that's where, like, you know, when you're a little buzzed up, like, you know, you're gonna be losing some stuff. You know, you're gonna be like, you know, like, I
You have to
fucking, when you
bite
don't
the
have that
bullet at that
home
point.
base,
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
It's been
just.
that's like that. It's been so long since I've done something like that because I have the dog and I'm like, I always just have like a central
Yeah, you
location
gotta
where like
track him.
I have to get back to the dog at some point. Which is like it sucks because I can't do what Drew just did, but it's also clutch in that scenario. But like,
It's yeah, it
it just
sucks, but it's
reminds me of
also
like.
like you don't gotta deal with fucking like sometimes you go back to home base like me. Sometimes I'm not gonna go back out, but sometimes I'm not going back out. I just save myself not losing my wallet, not spending
Yeah,
$200. It's like,
exactly.
Yeah, it was just one of
I
those.
could
I
see
was anxious
Conrad
listening to
using
that
Izzy as
story,
a
dude.
big time cop
Yeah,
out too.
oh my God, are you kidding me? It's the biggest. People in my life probably think I'm like obsessed with my dog. I'm just like not trying to do shit. I'm just chilling, dude. I'm like, I got dude, dog, she's sick, gotta go back home. Who's gonna say no?
It's an
Yeah.
easy, just you don't have to. It's like it's an Irish goodbye on steroids with like a
Yeah.
sentence,
It's
basically.
like you get caught trying to Irish goodbye and then they're like, "Oh, where are you going?" I'm like, "Ah, my dog, it's I gotta
Well,
go."
dude,
Boom.
it's like and to Terp's like first point, and like Nikki, I think Nikki and Meatball kind of have this like too, where like. I just don't understand how, like, yeah, I used to be like this too, but then something happened, like a lot of people. They're like, if I wake up the next morning after like a crazy bender like that, and it's not like a holiday weekend, and someone's like, dude, you got kicked out last night, and like, I'm pretty sure like they told you to never come back again, and like, it was in front of a lot of people, like, my skin would be crawling. And there's some people out there, my
That
former
didn't happen to
roommate.
you, though, did it?
No, I'm
No.
just saying, but my former roommate Meatball, fucking the big fella, this is the type of people you tell this to the next morning, and they're just like, is McDonald's still serving breakfast? I'm like, what? Just like, I am just not, I
I
was
can't
maybe
trust them.
in college, I was like that, sure, but now, oh my God, there's no worse feeling in the world, man, than having those scaries, dude. It's like,
Yeah.
you couldn't
And
even do anything that bad. You couldn't do maybe nothing
no,
that bad.
yeah. It was scary, man. But I
Oh,
mean,
dude.
what can you do? I mean,
But then, like, but then when the
I
Wednesdays
was
arrive,
anxious listening to that story,
Fourth of
dude. Yeah,
July
but then,
rolls
like,
on
when
a
Friday comes,
Thursday.
you're gonna be like, let's have some beers. You know, you're not gonna go crazy. You're not gonna go
Yeah, dude.
crazy, but you're
Well,
not
dude.
gonna.
My
You're maybe not gonna
maybe
get
a
a
glass.
pitcher of Red Bull vodka, but you're gonna
No.
stick to
My
the light beers, maybe.
You
I
were
will.
asking for it, though, Connor. That is an
Well, I told
insane
you guys
flex.
knew I was going to be on one.
Right,
I was on one.
which, man of your word.
The
Yeah,
dogs were barking.
mine was just like a fucking microcosm of Drew's. I just had to walk out the next day when I came home from that bar and just do a lap of the rental car. Just be like, nothing's fucked up. All right, cool, we're good. But like, waking up that next morning and I'm just like, I made it home. And then going
Yeah. Didn't hit
outside
any
on this
coconut
thing.
trees on the way back.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, that next morning you did a certain thing in Hawaii. Like, I'm not gonna want to say it out loud, but doing that in Hawaii, like, did
We
what?
endorse it. We endorse it on LRP.
Can you imagine to deal with,
LRP
like,
plus.
you're calling Hawaiian lawyers right now, and you gotta flake. What the that's you want to talk about a nightmare,
Just
man.
like,
Oh my
oh, I'm
God.
not allowed to leave. Boo, that
Yeah, it
stings.
turns out, yeah, it turns out you
Yeah.
yeah. It turns out you ran over a bush that's been here for 200 years
Yeah.
and is like a
It's
mesh, like a
a
landmark in the city.
$30,000 fine. He's got to plead
Right.
guilty to like a felony charge.
Some shit that would happen in Hawaii too.
Oh yeah, that or Nikki's just defacing a sea turtle. He's like charged like $60,000 and like 6 months in prison.
That's jail. That's a felony. That's jail time.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he's just absolutely fucked. I mean, hey, speaking of felonies and jail time, I threw it on the end of my story last night. The fucking hot car deaths are something I will never understand, dude.
What a segue.
The insane
I
segue.
was, I mean,
This guy's a
I
goat.
you put it up for me, I'm gonna fucking take the ball and run, baby. You guys know me. I don't know. I can't wrap my head around this, dude. The one I sent you guys or the lady
What?
that went in the casino at 8 a.m. and comes out at 2:55 p.m. to her fucking 25-week-old baby in a car. Like, dude, I can't. Sometimes I like literally
It's
will
murder.
turn.
That's called
Like,
addiction, brother.
dude,
No,
that's.
somebody's got to pay for those fucking
I
diapers.
don't
How you
know,
think you're gonna
man.
make
Like,
any money?
dude, I just can't. I just don't understand, man. The hot car shit. Like, I don't even fuck around. Like, sometimes I'll turn home to go like check if like my stove's off, or I haven't used it in days. Like, I'm that kind of person. Like, I'll make sure, like, did I close the fridge to the seal? Like, I'll be like, I gotta go home and check. Like,
Yeah,
I'm
you're
just like,
OCD.
the fact that people can leave their fucking kid in this car, that to me, dude, just I'll never understand how people do the fucking dogs, the infants. Like, how the fuck do people do this, man?
Yeah,
They're
in
sick
the
fucks. They're sick.
new cars now,
You
you
say
know how
it's
like
intentional?
when there's somebody sitting
Yeah, leaving your kid in a car, you're
there?
not forgetting the kid.
Yeah, you're
Yeah.
not like, dude,
That's
fucking no
intentional.
chance. You
Yeah,
forget, oh, you're forgetting you had 9 months of pregnancy and just fucking popped a life form out.
maybe she hit like three bonuses back to back to back or
And
something.
Nick was gonna say the new cars and
Or the
shit
craps
too.
table was hot. I don't know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
can you imagine? Like, the only thing I can imagine.
Buffalo,
Sorry,
the
Michael.
buffaloes, the buffaloes are running.
Come on, baby.
My hip. She just hit three blackjacks in a row. If my baby was in the car, he'd get me off the seat right now. The whole table starts laughing. 6 hours later, she's going out in handcuffs. What a fucking fat cunt, though, dude. Seriously, fuck. It's always these fucking ugly ass looking white trash piece of shit fucking moms. It's always they're always disgusting. They're always a piece of shit looking car, piece of shit looking face. It's the same exact fucking people every time. White, brown, yellow, purple. They all look like fucking scumbags. You're not gonna see a fucking Chevy Tahoe mom leave her kid in a fucking hot car. I'll tell you that much. Fucking, it just. This shit to me just fucking drives me up a wall. It
The
makes no
Chevy
sense.
Tahoes, where they have what were you talking about, Nikki, with the cars? Like,
Oh,
you think
I was just gonna say the new cars now have sensors in the back seat so that if anything over like 20 pounds is in the back seat, it'll ding just like you left your lights on. It'll say like wait in the back seat. 'Cause my car did that when I put my suitcase in it on the way back to the airport.
if I may, if you're spinning at 8 o'clock in the morning or in the casino at 8 o'clock in the morning, you ain't got a new car, I can tell you that much.
Yeah,
Yeah, good call.
no.
And what's up with, hey, how about this though too? This is like kind
I've
of
been in
weird.
the casino that early. It's nothing but beaters.
Yeah, it's tough.
Oh yeah, no, you just see guys with gym and like a fucking overall suit knowing that he's going to work right after fucking playing
It's all
craps by
Asians.
himself.
It's
Yeah.
all Asians that are
Well, real
overworked.
quick
It's
on the hot
crazy.
cars though, why are cold car deaths never a thing? Like, is it just because of summertime people are out doing stuff? Like,
No, because nobody wants to go out in the fucking cold. Nobody wants to drive when
well,
it's snowing.
but people die. People definitely die in their cars
right, but I
every
know just
year.
the hot cars are a big
And it's
deal.
a lot
Hot
easier to
fuel.
die in the heat too.
I
It
think
gets
there's more like negligence with the heat because you didn't know how
hotter in
hot it
your
was gonna
car.
get.
It gets hotter in your yeah, think like typical whatever physics. Like it gets
Yeah.
hotter
Yeah,
in your
you're right.
car.
You're right, Turbo. I didn't think
Asian.
about that. It's
When
gonna be
you're if
warmer in your
you're if
car than
you're
outside.
so yeah.
The greenhouse effect.
Yeah.
That's it.
There you
Makes
go.
sense.
And
Hey, look at physics.
plus, if you get stuck out in the winter, like it's probably a snowstorm, and you probably like knew you were going out into a
Yeah.
snowstorm.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like people who die in the cold. It's like
Yeah, I don't know how I didn't come to
everyone
that my
just
own,
society
but
just says you did it to
yeah,
yourself.
I don't know how I didn't come to that my own, but I'm glad I had you boys there to help me out because other inconveniences in my life, the gas pump we didn't really talk about last episode, and it's still been a problem for me for the past 2 months.
Is it
And thank,
really?
dude, I'm getting stuff that's coming up like RCK required. I'm like, I've almost got to a point where like I was kind of curbing
What
this
gas
fucking
stations are you going to?
Yeah,
7-Eleven in Charlotte
this is one of
trash,
those
dude.
John things. This is
Yeah.
one of those
Yeah.
John things.
This can't
Yeah,
be like a
100%.
Circle
This is one of
K,
the,
like
like
an
one of
so
these
good when
rare
Turb was
things. Is
with
this a
me though,
Sheets?
dude.
Sheets would
This is one
never.
of
those normal things that only happens to John, and I have a theory to it, but keep going.
But it
Okay.
was one of those things
Okay.
where Turb was like, dude, that's had me so much. Like I felt like that was like I felt like a survivor, let's just say. And someone was like, I had the same experience. I was like, I'm not alone. When Turb spoke up, I was like, I'm not alone because, dude, it's fucking these. I find myself a lot of 7-Eleven and Shells. And Connor, I'm not kidding you. I probably
Okay, I
am
mean, Shell
hitting.
shouldn't be that bad.
I'm probably hitting like a number 8 batter on the MLB. Like probably going like 2 out of 10 times where I'm getting a gas
Are
pump that's taking my car and letting me
John's?
fucking pump.
Are
You like
you?
plastic bags on like the
Are
pumps
you?
or
No,
what?
he's talking about the card reader things. Are you? Well,
Yeah.
first of all,
It's
does your
crazy.
card have like the smart
Tap.
read? Yeah,
Yeah,
does
it's a
your?
tap. Yeah.
But you're inserting.
No, if it has tap, I'm tapping.
I have a hard time, but that's where your issue is. If
So,
you're inserting your card, some of them are quick rips and some of them you have to keep in. And if you quick rip it and it doesn't read, it makes you go inside.
yeah, and you're fucked already. You know, I know what you're saying. That
I also just
I could
pictured
very
it.
well be a thing, but the whole point being is I kind of got hot recently. I haven't had the issue the past couple
So,
weeks.
has
Probably because
anyone
you're
else had this
tapping it.
problem in here? Like,
No, it
Turb,
happens to
please
me like
enlighten me.
every
Like, you
now
go
and
to
it
the
happens
gas
to me every now
station.
and then, but like it's not a it's like a 2 out of 10 type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 9 out of 10 pumps are tap and one's like a cash only or something.
Yeah, but if
Me
you
is like the
do
opposite.
insert, I've been there, if you insert your card and it's one that you hold it in or you quick grip, and that's when shit gets fucked up and then it says please see cashier. But if it's a tap,
Yeah.
and that's where a lot of the ones that like there's this hood mart up the street, and a lot of times they have cheaper gas, so I'll go. It doesn't have a
Hilariously.
tap reader. A lot of times it won't read my shit, so I have to go in and do that thing. So like there's certain ones that they don't have tap, the card reader will mess you up, and then you have to see cashier. But
The speedways are
if it's got
soft.
tap, if it's a nice gas station, this should not be an issue.
I was just gonna
QT or
say.
I just pictured John going to like a podunk gas station in Polkton where they serve like fried chicken inside, and he's like, the card
Yeah.
reader won't work. Like, yeah, no
Well,
shit, dude.
don't
no, there's
sleep
been a
on
couple of
gas
times where, like
stations.
I've gone to a couple of them at the same gas station. I've got like a couple of pumps and I'm just dropping F bombs like you wouldn't believe. Gotta go
Yeah.
inside, gotta wait. Some guy in front of me is getting 40 lottery tickets.
I know exactly what gas station Drew's talking about. It's the Valero right next to the apartment. Yeah. That one, you don't stop at that one. You go to the other
No. I do
Well,
sometimes if, the gas is
what,
cheap.
Conrad?
I got two things to say here. First of all, Nikki, never write off a gas station because they sell fried chicken. Some of the best fried chicken is at gas stations.
Yeah, it's not what you're taught in the Northeast, though. But anyways,
No, but I mean, there is this one place in Philly, Crispy Crunchy, shout out. Secondly, Wawa, I've never had this problem at a Wawa before. Never in my life. Could never have this problem at a
yeah, no,
Wawa.
that makes
Well,
sense.
I work in Jersey. They pump your gas for you. I don't even get
Right.
out of the car, which is crazy. I don't even like it, but
Yeah, it's
I've
no,
never
dude, they
won.
got
I haven't
I
had this
be getting
problem
hot.
ever.
I've been getting hot recently because, dude, it's so like when you're trying to get somewhere in a hurry, like work. And you pull up to a pump and it's the C cashier, and you're just like,
Oh, I would fucking
I just want
lose
to
my
go
mind.
quick. And you're just like, motherfucker. Because, dude,
Yeah.
fucking after me and Nikki's massive Friday, Saturday morning, I'm fucking hungover
True.
as all shit. And I'm
You're
fucking going
pissed
to
at
the
the
gas
world.
station. Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, I gotta get
Oh, I
gas.
know.
So I might not make it home. Of course, there's this fucking black chick who's just walking around, just foaming at the mouth for someone to pull in there. And I'm like, I have to. I'm on like 5 miles to fucking eat. And of course, I didn't even give
How
her
do
the
you let
time of
yourself get
day.
that low?
Have you guys
Jesus.
ever done? It's been the first time since I've done this, dude, in like a long time. We don't even like You don't even look at him. You don't even fucking give him a second a day. She's, excuse me,
every
sir.
day.
Excuse me, sir. Sometimes I'll just be like, I don't got anything. I'll at least look at him. This one, I was just fucking stone cold blooded, even
you gotta
acknowledge
beat him.
Your existence.
You got to beat him to it. When they say, excuse me, sir, you just got to go right in and just be like, can I borrow a dollar from you?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
when, no, that,
like
I'm not
that.
start. No, I'm not starting that. See, that's
No,
where
don't do that.
I'm
That's
not
where you
starting
get.
with starting shit with people that have absolutely nothing to lose in their life is rule number one.
Yeah.
Rule
Yes.
number one of don't do's.
Yeah,
don't
no,
do that.
I had a
It
guy,
will, crackheads will fight you
literally
over
at Harry,
nothing.
outside of my Harris Teeter right here, nice, right in the middle of Southam, just started shit talking me out of fucking nowhere. I mean, he was grilling me. I was like
What is he
walking to
saying?
my car. I don't know. I don't know what he was saying, but he was
Yeah,
chirping.
nothing
And I
to
was,
lose.
yeah.
You know what
And I
he's
was
saying.
like, no, I have no clue what he was saying. He was just
You
yapping at
know
me.
what? That's a
And
guy
I
who
was like, is
doesn't
he
have
still
Twitter.
talking to me? And I was like, dude, I wanted to say, excuse me, what? And I bit my tongue. So I was like, God forbid
Yeah.
he comes charging at me.
That's Nikki. Nikki's a guy who doesn't have Twitter. Like, if you have Twitter, you see that people do get randomly sucker punched on the side of the street. Like,
Oh, yeah.
stabbed, killed, mortal
Yeah,
sucker
like that's a
punch.
guy who doesn't have Twitter. That's a guy who's not seeing four deaths a fucking a minute in fucking Twitter.
Listen, the second you get out of the car, you just have to eye contact with the door handle. Don't break it. Eye contact with the door handle of the gas station and just go. Someone talks to you. Nah, I can't help you. Sorry.
It's gotta be so tough nowadays too, man. Like the
Oh my
prime
God, in
time is
Philly,
probably
it's
like
crazy.
nine, like 1999, 2000, like prime homeless time in the city. Now just no one has, who the fuck has cash on them ever, dude?
Yeah.
I
Never.
never have cash on me,
And
dude.
even if I do, I'm not giving it up, dude. It's valuable cash.
Yeah, I know. It's like, dude, you want to see my fucking credit card fucking, was my credit card debt, buddy? I
Yeah.
didn't think my
Don't
financial
look at my
advisor would be
credit
like, you
card
should not give
bills.
up shit.
They'd be shocked at how good my credit score is.
Like I could see you being a seven guy. I could see you being
Close.
close to a seven guy. We're in our 20s. We're in our
Credit
20s. We
card
got
debt
passive
is not
property.
good, folks. Do
Oh,
not
are
get into
you
credit
guys
card
not
debt.
sevens?
I'm right on the
Nikki,
cusp.
I'm
I mean,
broke.
Nikki, we're gamblers, man. You think gamblers are
Nikki,
fucking perfect
I
with credit
have
score?
been in
I have
thousands of dollars of
50,000.
debt.
I have $50,000 of student loan debt.
You know, I graduated in 2014. I've yet to make a student loan payment, and my credit score is 750.
Okay, well,
IRS, IRS, get on
I
this
have
man. What
student
is
loan payments.
going on here? I mean, how could you even
There's
out
no,
yourself?
how are you not shitting your pants
I'm gonna have
about
the
that?
Belgium boys call the IRS and get you fucking
Go
locked
ahead.
up.
You think the government's just gonna go, we're gonna let this Nicky Merritt guy fly. He seems cool. We're just gonna give him a pass out of anybody.
Let them come after me now. Garnish my wages.
How does that make
Ooh,
any
I don't have a
sense? Is it
job.
all federal or private?
Federal. Oh,
Yes,
yeah. These are
federal is
private
different.
loans.
Yeah,
Yeah.
private, they fucking hold you by the balls. COVID, don't give a shit. Family die in a car crash, don't
Yeah.
give a shit.
That's tough.
You're
Yeah.
dying,
Well,
don't give a shit. Private fucking
you go
sucks.
sit, you go like 5 days late and they're fucking banging your line.
Oh my
Oh
God,
yeah,
it's
massive. But I
insane.
found out too, you can go 30 days before they report it. So there's been times where I just like wait until right before the next payment's due, and then you make the old one and you're good.
Oh.
But you have to deflect four calls a day.
Listen, Johnny, don't let them laugh at you. Listen, times are tough. The economy is
That is
in
such
shambles
poor
right
people
now.
shit. That's the poorest shit I've heard in my life.
Dude,
Like,
dude,
I'm
it's not
sorry. That just hit
$40. It's
me.
not a $40 a month loan. Like, it's
Oh,
not like
I understand what you're saying, though. That's
there
tough.
are
If I
people
had
I know
five
that.
grand in student loan debts, I'd be fucking laughing too.
No, that just reminded me of my little sister who's poor as fuck. And I'm trying to help her out. She's living here with me, but she does the same shit. She's like, well, you know, they don't really fuck, they don't cut the water off if you don't pay it for 5 months. So I go 4 months and then I pay it. And I'm like, you can't live that way. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, man. Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Always
Times are
been
tough.
good at
Fuck
lying
that. Yeah,
though.
time, yeah,
I
dude, time, times are tough,
mean,
man. Nikki, I know you got nightly news, but fuck, I think, I don't know. Do you guys want to hop on next week for a quick little epi a week from now before I go up to the Cape, and we can maybe dive into the classic a little bit or what? What do you guys think?
as we get into
Let's
that, I mean,
do it.
we're talking another 30,
Yeah,
40
because
minutes.
I think we do like a good little 40-minute power episode next week. Because I and we get into that, we do a big Nikki Nightly news. What do you think, big fella? I mean, Listen, we're looking at an hour and a half episode here. I've got what we need to get done, and I
Yeah.
gotta get actually I gotta get moving. So I don't know. What do you guys? Do you guys got anything you want to hit real quick? We'll wrap up. But all I know is I missed you guys. I can't wait for NCAA football. I can't wait for Conrad's season to come back. I can't wait to pump out some videos for Conrad. Nikki, 1,000-play season. I don't know or do know. Turb with NFL. Some great golf coming our way, boys. Not only the classic, but what to come after the classic. Our best thing in the world, our favorite thing in the world, Saturday morning, 18 holes on a college football Saturday. We're close. We're close. And guys, if anyone has anything, get it out now. If not, Conrad, take us to the promised land, man.
You see that DM I sent you of that when it's like October 12th or like 13th, it's like
Yeah.
six matchups. You see that, Nikki?
Yeah, I saw.
Oh, dude, it's like
Is it nuts?
give me 2 seconds, I'll find it. Give me two seconds,
Pull
I'll
it
find
up.
it. So in the meantime, I'll just drop this in here. NCAA 25 drops in 6 days. You guys might not hear from me until we get to the Cape. I'll see Drew on the plane. I think I might not go back to work. I think I just might become a streamer for NCAA 25.
Nick has a PSP. Nick has a PSP on the plane. You just got Nick or Turb and Buddy are walking to their seats. I just see Nicky just reclined back playing. He's the
He's
volume
got his he's
going
got his
down.
enti he's got his entire Xbox like fucking he's got the cords all
Yeah.
plugged up,
Yeah, and he's got
HDMI.
Turb. He's got no headphones. So people are walking on the plane. They're just hearing touchdown Florida State.
Yeah, I
Kent State is going to the playoffs.
I'm buying the Xbox and the game this week, and I'm bringing it to the Cape with us.
Fucking go. You're bringing it to the Cape.
Yeah, so
We gotta do an episode next week. We're gonna do like a 30, 45-minute episode next week to diagnose all this. Conrad.
all right, so October 12th. There's six key matchups. Listen to this: Ole Miss, LSU, Florida, Tennessee, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, USC, South California, Oklahoma, Texas.
Gonna be awesome. Florida, Tennessee, and then who's Ole Miss playing? LSU?
Ole
Yep.
Miss, LSU.
Honestly, dude, Ohio State, Oregon, and Penn State, USC. Give me the Big Ten, Pac-12 matchups. That's, I mean, now it's a
Oh,
Big Ten, but
yeah.
give me that because it's gonna be so weird seeing Oregon versus Northwestern, 11 a.m. Central Time.
Fox Noon kickoff.
Nuts.
Yeah, dude. Oh my God. You're hungover. You wake up at 1 o'clock. You see Oregon's got 42 points on Indiana in the second quarter. You're just like, this is unreal, dude.
Oh,
Oh,
the Big Ten overs are gonna smack this year.
dude, what do you make the line when it's Oregon versus
Iowa.
Northwestern? Yeah, Iowa. What do you make the line? 41?
No, that line's gonna be like 37 and a half.
Give me the
45 and a
over.
half,
Give me the
45 and a
over if
half.
it's 37.
If it's
Yeah, well,
37, that's insanely low.
it's yeah, it'll be
Yeah.
like a low 40s, but it's gonna be like Oregon 38, Northwestern 7.
Give
Like,
me
yeah.
exactly.
Iowa unders till I die. Nikki Six signing off. Conrad
Let's
Hill.
go, boys. Cape Classic coming our way. You got Hawaii's breakdown. You had Terps.
Bender.
Nikki was loving himself in Hawaii. Turb was fighting for his life in Lake Norman. And Conrad almost died from the hiccups. CBB on, paid $100 for a AAA baseball game to see fireworks. He didn't see one. You get everything this episode.
You didn't even talk about your math trip.
That student loan payment's gonna fucking pay a price for that fucking night's ticket.
We'll get into it. I'll do a Jimmy Antico breakdown next week. We're talking Mass, we're talking Cape Cod, we're talking all things Massachusetts, Cape Cod Classic, and the boys. Next episode, Conrad, Epi 31. Happy to see you boys back. I missed y'all. Love y'all. Send them
Listen,
off.
faithful, you heard it here first. We just gave you everything under the sun. We're going to keep giving you more as the year goes on. Summer's coming to a close. Football season's coming to a start. Let's lock in, tune it, tap it. Like, subscribe, turn on push notifications. LRP, Eddie Turbo, Nikki Sick, CBB Yon, Conrad's Corner coming at you. Hank, hang, 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 hang.
Hey, Nick. Happy 31.